to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And we're starting another week.
Monday morning.
Whoa. Frosty. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Looks like your allergies are a little bit more under control here.
Yeah. I went up to the mountains and kind of hung out there, so
well,
it was great.
We kind of did that, too. And
we went to the high desert.
Yeah, soulmate. Linda.
Cedar. Good morning. It's a wonderful Monday. We're going to have a great week. Where do we start? We went to Cedarville, joined some friends that actually joined us Friday after the show.
They were all waiting for us
yes.
to finish.
And we drove up through Alturas, stopped at a place and had hot dogs and banana milkshakes, a tradition.
It was a way of starting off with a healthy lifestyle before yes. we went into combat.
And then we went up to, they used to call it the Soak and Poke.
Yeah.
Now it's called Happy Valley Springs.
It's a hot springs there because
yeah.
people used to go out there and, I don't know, it's right along the Nevada border, so I don't know if it used to be a bordello or
I
what.
Think so. And but they've turned it into a beautiful, each room has its own.
Yeah, Frosty just fell off his chair.
Well, it's true. That's what they told
us
when we took our tour. So anyway,
right.
Cedarville, each room had its own theme and wonderful hot tubs outside with the natural springs, hot springs coming in. But truly, we were there doing squirrel.
We were doing predator elimination.
Okay, thank you for filling in the blank.
We were terminating varmints with extreme prejudice. And this was put together, the whole hunt was put together by Norman Kelly Verhoog, who is Norm's a orthopedic surgeon here in town. Anyway, but they've put this thing together for years, and we were joined by his brother Vern, who, by the way, skipped the largest automatic weapon shoot in the U.S. to come out here and to hunt down these varmints. And, of course, Merle, who is Kelly's father, was there. And then Patrick and Sherry, and Sherry's Norm's nurse.
Uh-huh.
So we had a whole group. And, of course, our good buddies, Lou and Kathleen White. What a 3 days that was.
We had so much fun. I got to tell you, it's the first time I've shot a rifle, first time I actually shot a varmint. And it was kind of almost surreal to me. It was actually beautiful out there, and the farmers welcome you. Please come
out. It cost, they figure out that if you just have 4 squirrels per acre, it costs them, a couple of thousands of dollars worth of not just what they eat, but the damage it does to the farm equipment. They ask people to please come up because they have the natural enemies they have, which are hawks, probably coyotes. Just can't keep up with them because one of them, if you don't get them and they all live, is like one will produce 42,000 offspring over the summer.
And we're not talking the cute gray squirrels that jump from tree to tree.
Not those.
These guys carry bad disease.
Yeah, they carry a bubonic plague, and I saw two of them carrying guns that
yeah.
were out there. And not only that, but I understand Al Qaeda is now recruiting from the varmints that are up there. But the one other thing I did want to talk about was, you got to picture Cedarville. If you've never been up there, it's a small place, people, and they get inundated with shooters. So we went to a place called the Country Hearth. It's a restaurant up there, a cafe. And I just have to mention Janet and Irina, who's the owner, and her people. Here they are, just overrun with people. The food was great, price is good, but their attitude was really good too. So, I mean, all in all, we had a great time, and it's really something to see one of the finest orthopedic surgeons in Northern California acting as squirrel marshal to make sure everybody has a good time, including beating cymbals to push the the little varmints to us.
It sounds
okay.
Weird.
I may have exaggerated just a little bit there. All right, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We've got people on the phone lines, and as soon as we come back, we're going to get to them and also our guest, who's going to discuss some of the things that are happening. This is Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law. Phone number is 241-0126, and Rob will help you with bankruptcy, civil, or criminal cases. And, you know, the last thing I did want to talk about the squirrel thing is the best shot out there was Kelly and Norm's daughter, Natalie. I mean, talk about a great shot.
12?
12.
She's 12 years old. That's what we mean.
This is just part of what she says. And Luke, the son, he's a bass fisherman. He was out there catching bass so fast. I've never seen anybody catch so many fish in such a quick time. It doesn't seem right. Hey, Rick, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Well, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Well, we have a great, when we go out there and we have good times, I like to tell people about it because, you know what, people in Cedarville, they welcome people to come up there and shoot.
Now, where is Cedarville exactly?
Well, it's up past Alturas. It's north, past Alturas. It's about 100.
It's beautiful.
About 200 miles away?
No, I grew up in Birdie, so yeah.
Okay, well, you know where it's at then. Yeah. Anyway.
Did you say your number was 241? 1402?
Yes, 221.
Uh-huh. You just said 241. And I accidentally called that number. That poor lady, she was so nice, and I felt so bad.
Well, I wonder how many times I've done that.
Yeah. I mean, she must get inundated, you know, and she goes, oh, I do. It's all right. You know?
Well, it's because my office number is 241-2682.
Oh, I know. It's a common number in Reading, but that poor lady. Can you imagine?
Well, what's on your mind, Rick?
Well, I'm wondering if I haven't been able to listen to you guys in the last few weeks. My work schedule changed. But
you can listen to us on the computer later in the evening.
Well, I don't have one.
Okay.
What's going on with any tea parties, and what's going to happen of them?
Okay, tea parties are all going to be on the 15th of April.
Yes, okay. I'm going to take that day off.
Okay, they start at, I think, I saw one at noon, but I don't know anything about that one. And
maybe, where?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know anything about that one. But the one that starts at 5:30 is going to be at the city council area there. And it's going to be the Shasta tax people, and that goes from 5:30 to 6:30. And where they're going to protest the taxes. And then everybody heads over to the Civic Center where they're going to have a march across the Sundial Bridge. And that starts around 6 o'clock, and they're going to dump tea into the Sacramento River or something that's supposed to be tea because, you know, we don't want to screw up the environment with tea.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it would.
So the first one I know for sure starts at 5:30, and we're going to do some research. I do think there is another one. I think at 12 or 12:30. But you know,
where's the city council?
Down there by the where the city.
Well, it used to be the police department.
No, the city hall, where the city hall is out there off of Cypress and City Hall Avenue, I guess. Where the city, you know, where the city hall is?
With the big
building with the fisherman in front of it?
Yeah.
The Taj Mahal.
And by the way, you can go to Boston. Is it Boston Tea Party?
Bostonian Tea Party.
And what do we hope to accomplish here, guys? I mean, really, something has to be done, and I'm all for it.
What's
going to happen next with that?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Rick.
I'll
tell you why. It's because, you know, they've got over 2,000 cities in the United States that are doing this.
Well, they're happening all over. I know.
Oh, yeah. It's not just us. It's all through California, United States. And I think what it is, it's kind of like, hey, we don't like what's going on, but that's a real good question, is what happens after that? Hopefully that people will get invigorated. That they will say, you know what, enough is enough. Well, it's time for some changes. And what can we do to make those changes?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing you can really do to make a change, something like this, is how you vote.
Right.
And you've got to vote in people that are going to take the fact that we're in a crisis and that to raise taxes, keep raising taxes, especially in California here, is a huge mistake.
I know. We're screwed.
So, yeah.
I wanted to drop a bug for you. Somebody just loaned me this 3-disc cassette on John Adams.
Oh, okay.
It's incredible.
It's from the HBO.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. They both won, Golden
Emmys.
Globes?
Yeah.
Emmys or something, yeah.
People need to see what was going on back then.
Yes.
And what generated this country and what the spirit of America and freedom and non-tyranny.
Well, the thing is that the spirit is still there. So many people are still there. Unfortunately,
some people don't even know John Adams was.
Well, that's true. And what's being taught in our history classes?
Oh, you know, yeah, and, don't get me started. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, look, we've got to run. We got to get to our guest here. Thanks
a
lot,
Rick. Have a good day, sir.
You bet.
You too, ma'am.
We have a special guest in the studio today. And before we get to some very interesting, fiery, topical things, we got to take a break. This is Carla Lindebaugh, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carla Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. What great people they are. Finest tobacco emporium in California. Espresso Joe's, get any type of coffee you want. Hilltop Drive, go see them.
Walk-in humidor.
Yeah. Hey, our guest today, we had our guest, Barry Clausen, on a few weeks ago. But since then, Barry's had some other things he's been getting into. And we wanted to have him on and talk about that and where this may be going to. So, good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
So, how does it feel to have somebody point a gun at you again? Allegedly.
Well, you can say allegedly. I'll say she did. Okay. It's just not a fun thing to turn around and have a gun pointed at your face and somebody tell you that they're going to kill you.
And that's the alleged thing that happened. Okay, now I've got to say that.
I know you do.
Okay. All right, so what brought this on?
Well, there was an investigation by the county into some inappropriate behavior by a Tehama County probation officer and a mental health professional. And I wanted to interview them for a story I was doing for a paper. And I sent her a letter and asked her for an interview. She called me and agreed for the interview. So I met her, and everything kind of went to pot right after that.
And so what's the follow-up on this? I mean, I think that was in the paper one day, and we've been kind of gone, so I don't know if there's any follow-ups on this.
Yeah, it was on Channel 7 News. It was on the front page of the Record Searchlight.
Yeah.
There's two papers coming out today. It's on the front page there. But basically what it amounted to was she didn't like the questions I was asking, and so she didn't want to answer them. I turned around, went back to my truck. I opened my truck door, and I heard a noise behind me. I turned around, and there she was with a gun pointed at my face telling me she was going to kill me.
Now, that's what was in the Record Searchlight. Saw that. So, and then then what happened?
Well, even as old as I am, I think my military training took over because I jerked my head to one side, reached up with my right hand and grabbed the gun, and we had a 1 to 2 minute fight over the weapon. I got the weapon away from her, and she immediately attacked me with her fists. So as she was attacking me with her fists, I swung the weapon thinking I was going to hit her in the hand or the arm or something, which would probably stop her. But she walked right into it, and I hit her upside the head. And then she walked back to her car where she had a bunch of big rocks. Don't ask me why the rocks were there. So she started throwing rocks at me.
Okay. Well, that was, like I said, that was all in the Record Searchlight and in a couple other places that we've been seeing. What's happened? Oh, and, you know, KQMS, of course, is one of the ones that's breaking on the story, too. That's why we want to do some of our follow-up here. What's happened since then, though? As much as you can tell.
Well, there's a lot of things, obviously, I can't say because I know what law enforcement is doing. But people have come forward. A lot of people have made phone calls to law enforcement and to myself. I was lucky enough the other day to get a federal agent from Redding, just an outstanding individual whose name I won't use. And he went down there with me while I did some interviews with some of the kids that had come forward. And he just took a look at me and said, "Oh, my God, this is all true." So, you know, there's going to be follow-up. There's going to be a lot more to it.
Well, we welcome, of course, people from Tehama to give us a call and tell us, you know, their side. But nothing really has been written or nothing's been published yet, from what I understand, about the investigation and the follow-ups on it.
Well, it hasn't happened yet because they're still in the process.
And, right.
You know, law enforcement is, hey, we can't talk about it because it's an ongoing investigation. But there was, I would say, a little bit of humor in all of this. My thought was, what am I going to tell my wife? So on the way home from Red Bluff, I thought, well, I'll just sit down and I'll just tell her what happened. So I get home, I sit down, I said, "I had an exciting day today, honey. You want to hear about it?" She said, "Sure." So I told her what happened, and she looked at me and she says, "So what you're telling me is that the interview didn't go well?"
Well, we have a few of those now and then.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long has this investigation that you've been going on?
Well, see, I used to work in the Tehama County Probation Department as a counselor for juveniles. And when I reported abuse of children within the hall, I was fired they say that's not the reason I was fired, but yes, it was. So I have ever since been monitoring and checking and talking to kids because they all call me and tell me what's going on. So it's hopefully now we're going to have federal agents involved in the investigation into the, should we say, alleged child abuse within the juvenile hall in Tehama County. I mean, it's atrocious when you take a young person, grab their handcuffed with their hands behind their back, you grab them by the back of their shorts and by the neck of their shirt and bounce them off the concrete. And that's all documented. But yet all the county officials, the Tehama County Probation Department, county supervisors, county council, attorney general, or not attorney general, but the county prosecutor, none of them will do anything about this. So that's one of the reasons that I was trying to conduct this interview.
Okay. Well, the hopefully that from this that you know some of us will be broken open and that we can see if there you know if this is true, this has got to be changed. I mean, anytime you know, it's a lot of times you're taking different viewpoints, but anytime that you've got people, especially children, that are being abused while in custody, and if it happened, you know, that's got to be stopped, and there's got to be retribution for this.
Well, there are a number of witnesses to it, but. Those witnesses are afraid to talk because they'll get fired just like I did. There has other people have spoke up. They got fired. So it's just a matter of getting the right authorities, and hopefully the federal agents are now going to do something about it.
Well, let's hope so. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindebaum on Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a hard break here. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
ABC News. Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dan and Julia, the photographers of our choice. They are New Image and Studio. That studio is on Park Marina Drive. You know what? They're looking for high school students right now to be spokesmodels for New Image. And if you can call 243-4301, you're going to get all kinds of free stuff for the seniors and friends if you become one of their spokesmodels. We've been talking to Barry Clausen, very heated subject. Barry, do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I just I'll keep you posted as to what the investigation reveals, and whenever law enforcement tells me I can, I'll be happy to come back on and let you know.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to, because this is something that, you know, that affects all of us, you know, in our society. And we're going to go into, follow up in this segment about some other things that have happened in our society and why are these things happening. And, but this is just another, you know, another indication, you know, if it's true that, you know, we're breaking down here someplace and that where are the checks and balances?
And if I can say one more thing, probably not supposed to advertise for somebody else here, but Donnie Greenberg's website will have the entire story on it sometime this afternoon. So if they want to read my accounting of it word for word, it will be there.
Well, right. You know, that's fine because we got you first. Right here in KQMS and Free Fire Radio. Okay, Barry, thanks a lot.
You guys have a good day. Thank you.
All right, thanks. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about, you know, when we're gone, you know, things happen, of course, in the world, but it looks like this New York gunman who've killed the 13 people, killed 12 people and himself. That's a real, I mean, that's, that adds, you know, on to what we're talking about today. You know, in the last month, something like 47 people have been killed by shootouts. And you know, if somebody walked into the North Carolina, into a nursing home and killed people. And the nurse there, it was either a former Navy corpsman or a Coast Guard corpsman, you know, threw himself in and was shot several times. Trying to save these older people.
And you know, I just don't think it's about guns, honey.
It's not. It's not a debate about guns. It's not that at all. Because it's what's going on in our society right now. What is it that's all of a sudden causing people to break down in the sense that they feel this maybe not a hopelessness, but this anger, this terrible anger that they have to act it out.
At that point, we've talked about this so many times on the show, when keep your eyes open, because we'll see more of this. I believe that we're going to see more of this because people are pushed so to the point of feeling, and I don't care which, it is a hopelessness. I mean, they flip out.
I think you're right.
They have nothing more in control except for how they can throw their slam their body up against the wall.
Well,
I mean, they feel like, what else do I have? You know, they obviously have not, don't have a spiritual center because they can't go to that place. They've got, the darkness has taken over. And what's happening in our society is just, we're at a place right now, there's a major shift happening.
Well, I think that people are, you know, people are tense. They're uptight. And are we helping each other? Now, you know, here in Reading, one of the things we love about the North State is we reach out to people here. And yet in other parts of the country, it seems like they break. And when they break, they take a lot of people with them. Jay, good morning. Jay, you're on. Hello, Jay.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
Fine. Hey. You're up.
You know, it's I think it's kind of a combination of things. I mean, we got people who, there was a time that this culture, everybody kind of had the same basic moral values, you know, and now whatever you want to believe goes. Well, in times of crisis, what you have to fall back on is whatever you believe goes.
Yeah.
And so people aren't able to handle things like they may have, you know, like during the Great Depression period. That would be my great-grandparents. You know, they had a very, that was a very different group of people than the generation I grew up with. I'm 30, you know.
Uh-huh.
And also, when you think about it, it's kind of like you said, it's not about guns. It reminds me of the old thing, the Archie Bunker. The daughter said, did you know that so many people got killed? She gave a number. Got killed by guns last year. And I said, what would you prefer, little girl? They were bludgeoned by bats?
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's not about guns. You know, I mean, you can, there's going to be the debate about guns, of course, but it's not that. There's something that's going on. You know, I think you brought up a good point, is that people went through the Depression, and from the Depression, they went right into World War II. And when they came out of that, they that was the greatest generation. They built the world.
Our country united at that point, and I think that we all need the TV and media on some level, but it's almost like wake up, turn on the TV, read the paper. If we're inundated with so much information, and the information that we have isn't like, oh, and today you should have seen the daffodils. Go see the daffodils. Or how is the soil in your garden? It's all about blood, murder, mayhem, the government screwing us. It's all very deep and dark. And you've got to literally, I feel like I got to take a shower 5 times a day just to get that ick off.
It leaves, right?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Have a wonderful day, y'all.
Thank you, too.
You all, too. You know, something else, too, is our country is being divided, and it's being divided on purpose. I really believe that. You know, we talk about, hey, we're Americans, yet you see all the time in media, and I'm not talking, you know, I don't care if it's Fox or MSNBC or something. They're dividing people into groups.
And guess what? We're media now.
Well, yeah, that's true. So what we should try to do is unite people, which is, I hope we want to do, because we want to have everybody,
well, that's our
give
intention.
Everybody a shot here. But here's what I think is happening, is they're dividing people into groups, which we didn't used to do, that you are, you are a conservative, you are a liberal, you know, this, you're that, you're blue, you're red, you know, it shouldn't be like that. And that when you have that feeling that you're into a small group, then you don't have any power. Then you become restless. Then you become angry. I have no power. I've got to strike out. You know, in this case in New York, the guy was an immigrant, a Vietnamese immigrant who lost his job at the vacuum factory, putting vacuums together. And he said people were always making fun that he couldn't speak English very well. And so this is the way he handled it. He went in and he killed 12 people and he shot himself. I mean, there is something going on that we have to recognize in our country. And part of it is, like Jay says, is we don't have those values to fall back on in many cases. The people going to church is less people. We don't have the people reaching out in many areas of our country like we should have. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll get right back to the phones as soon as we get back. Stock Markets KQMS. It's Carl and DeBott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of our show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, good prices. He'll change jewelry. Excellent work. They will make a deal for you. That's Four Winds Jewelry. That is the place that we recommend and that we go to.
2225 Hilltop Drive. We are so fired up. You should have heard us on the break, but let's go to the phones.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey.
You know, Linda made some remark about there's going to be a lot of backlash about guns.
Uh-huh.
You know, guns are harder to get your hands on now.
Whoa.
But you've never heard so many stories or read so much about stabbings. Oh. I mean, if you can't get one weapon, you're going to get another.
Yeah.
Simply taking the guns out, that doesn't make any difference at all. Can't get it. You can't stab them. You can't club. You know, they can always take a club to you.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, and it's an old bromide, and it says, you know, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Well, that's
and
right.
That's absolutely true, but this isn't even about guns. This is about mindset of people.
Well, what do you see on television?
That's all you see. And you know what, in games, they say the average 12-year-old will see something like 400,000 acts of violence by the time they're 12, if they've been watching TV and they play these games.
And you know, I'm sorry, parents. Parents need to sit there and look at everything their child is viewing as if they're seeing it for the first time through a child's eyes. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, we got a lot of people here. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right.
All right, thanks. Earlier we were talking about polarization.
Yeah, well, just so happens Tom's calling about that. Tom.
Yeah, boy, so much, man. I got to talk so little, you know?
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of time here.
Well, do you know, remember how we were the day after 9/11? Somehow they weren't Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. We were all kind of bonded together.
We were Americans.
Americans?
Yeah.
Yep, waving the flag.
I think it'd take a crisis like that at Pearl Harbor again to do that. But it seems to me like we've lost that spirit, and there's a tendency to demonize on both sides.
Well,
you know, I like listening to Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and how they expose things, but those two especially have a habit of demonizing whatever they're opposed to and leave the opposition anything to do suspect. I noticed that in Rush, and it irritates me, so I don't listen to him all the time.
Well, I think you're right, but you know, but that goes both ways. I mean, you go to MSNBC and you watch some of these idiots. I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, this is exactly what's wrong with our country right now, is that we do polarize instead of acting what is in the best interest of our country.
Well,
our politicians do that. The media does that. You know, and hopefully that we try not to do that on this station, but I mean, in this show, but on the station, you're right. That happens.
You know you know what's wrong is everything's jockeying for power. And if you can make one segment suspect and make them the scapegoat, then you could try to seize political power. And that's been going on. We've lost that spirit. The John Kennedy is inaugural address that asks not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
That's right.
And I don't know if it's going to take you back to that, but that kind of vision that he had, I think we haven't seen for quite a while.
You know, one of these things that we talked about, you know, Rick asked us about, what's this thing on the taxation going to do? What really is that going to do? And I tell you, and I thought, well, I don't know what it's going to do. But then we talked about it. Tom, wait. This could be the beginning of a movement. It's a thought. It's a thought that says we need to change the process of what's happening.
We're not going to stand here and take it.
I didn't get that word you said there.
Which one?
Did you say taxation, or I didn't quite
taxation?
That.
That thing about on the tax revolt or the tax protest on April 15th, they asked us what's going to come from this. Well, maybe what can come from this is that people will band together, no matter who you are or what you think, and just say what's wrong with doing the right thing for America.
Well, you know, I think it was Henry Ford said, "A rising tide lifts all boats," and you've got to have a system where everybody's rises with the economy, and not just one where just rises the yachts, or you take away the yacht so the other guy can have a boat. Abraham Lincoln said you can't help the poor man by tearing down the rich man. So rather than redistribute the pie, you just got to make a bigger pie so that the folks that don't have such a big piece can get a piece of it.
And speaking of pie, that's our next caller.
But
Abraham Lincoln.
I make mine banana cream.
Okay, thanks
a lot. Thank you.
Okay, Roberta, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could read a few words that he said, because somebody was saying, what should we do after this tax protest?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Yes, go on.
Okay, so during the Civil War, after issuing his Emancipation Proclamation, President Abraham Lincoln set a national day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And that was in 1863. It is the duty of nations to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy. The awful calamity of the Civil War may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins. And then Lincoln continued, we have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten his gracious hand, which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own.
Yeah. You know what, Roberta, here's what I think. And
thank you.
Thank you so much for calling and reading that to us. But it goes back to what he said, but what somebody else has also said today is that we don't have that foundation. That
no,
foundation has been.
Did you repent? I think so. The people that have had that foundation
yeah.
and do know that are not practicing it.
And they're not sharing that. Right.
We should be of confessing our sins and turning back to God. I don't believe there's hope when we're so arrogant that we think we can fix it ourselves.
Well, I think that we have to build that foundation.
Yeah,
thank you for your call,
okay.
Roberta. And let's all remember that we are one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. This is Carla Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. You're listening to Free Fire Radio here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Guess what? We've got 20 tickets to give away for Cool April Nights. Now, the tickets are for April 18th. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to go to freefireradio.com. And when you contact us, put in the subject, want tickets for Cool April Nights, and then we'll give you two. And what's the office number?
241-2682. If you don't have a computer, call us and just say Cool April Nights and make sure that you leave a number that we can get back to you at.
So we're going to give you two. So there's actually 10 sets.
10 sets. First come, first serve. No drawings. First come, first serve. All right. Are you? The committee is meeting tonight at the city council chambers at 5:30. Now, remember what we said about a lot of times you don't feel like you've got anything to say, that doesn't make any difference what you say, nothing's going to happen. Go to the city council chambers tonight at 5:30. They're going to talk about the abatement issue. That's where REU tosses people out on the streets if they can't pay their electrical bills. I mean, you know, you can put it any way you want, but that's essentially what abatement is. The thing is that this committee's been working for, 8 weeks now? Mary Stiegel brought that up when people were complaining about, hey, things needed to be changed. She said, let's start a committee. Well, here's my problem with the committee. Not to the people on the committee. Okay, I'm not even going to address that. I think that they are all working to the level that they, you know, that they can. I think they're trying to do something here. It goes back to this. It goes back to the city council. It makes no difference, really, when it gets down to it. What the committee says, it's what the city council says. So now for 8 weeks, they have been rolling around and talking about this, but nothing's happening. And nothing will until the city council votes on it. But you can go down tonight at 5:30, talk about the abatement, talk about what is wrong with this system and needs to be fixed or needs to be adjusted. Again, you know, if you've made a lifestyle choice to take drugs or drink beer or go to Disneyland instead of paying your electric bill, you're on the streets. I don't care. But in today's economy, if you're trying hard, there's got to be a way of working with our people out there that are trying, single moms, people working three or four jobs in a family trying to keep things together. We got to be able to work with our people. Again, that's that reaching out that people need to do, so that feeling of helplessness and hopelessness isn't there in our community. We're too good for that. Okay, the last thing we want to talk about, of course, is
April 24th,
the truck race. Linda and I, Racing for the Veterans, in support of the Missing in America Project. The truck is being painted this weekend, this coming weekend. We have got names to be putting on the truck, and we have a big announcement for tomorrow about the tailgate. It's going. The engine started. The transmission works.
The doors are for sale.
The doors are for sale. The hood is for sale. You know, we're going to sell everything on that. The hood's for sale. The top of the truck's for sale.
And we're going to do 200 laps. Carl's going to do 100, and I'm going to do 100. And we have 2 hours to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to make it. The only thing that would stop us if something fell out of the truck. And it ain't going to be me.
Hopefully it's not me. Okay. How do you get your name on the truck? How do we take donations? You write a check for Missing in America Project, MIAP, $10. Send it to the radio station here in care of Free Fire Radio at 3360 Alta Mesa Avenue.
Well, it was $10. Yes.
96002.
That $10 gets you your name on the truck.
There you go.
You've probably got to look at for with binoculars to find it. It'll be on there though. So let's say you do 50.
Do 50.
Each increment of 10, it gets a little bigger.
Gets a little bit bigger. That's right. So if you're out there and you're looking for, and all this is a 501c, by the way. Yeah. There's some places saw some articles that are saying that not everything is going to the veterans. In this case, everything's going to the veteran organization to support this movement of our fallen heroes from Reading to Arlington beginning May 21st. And we need your help out there. We need the help of our community. And, you know, $10, $250 will get you a letter.
And also
from
show
MIT.
Up on the 24th and cheer us on. We want to see you guys
That's right.
Stands.
Hey, this is Carl Lindabot on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution.